You're listening to an original Sounds Publishing recording. All rights reserved.
Carrie finished drying off after her shower, wrapped the towel around herself and went into Lacey's room. Kicking the door shut behind her, she tossed the towel onto a chair and picked up a sheer pale blue thong off the bed. As she stepped into it, the door opened. "I'll be ready in about 10 minutes, Lacey," she said. As she straightened up and pulled the thong over her hips, she saw Jim, Lacey's dad, standing by the open door. She froze for a minute while he stood there, looking at her nearly naked body. She reached for the towel to cover up. "I thought you were still in the shower," Jim said. "I was looking for Lacey." "Oh, she's outside waiting for me." He didn't say anything else, just turned and left the room, closing the door behind him. Carrie shrugged it off. It wasn't the first time he'd walked in on her and seen her naked or nearly so. She finished dressing and went outside to find Lacey. After dinner that night, everyone watched movies in the living room. A couple of times, Carrie noticed that Jim was staring at her. She realized he could see up her short nightshirt. She spread her legs a bit so he could get a better look at the pale blue thong that barely hid her pussy. She nearly laughed out loud when he groaned and shifted in his chair. When Lacey and Carrie got up to go to bed, they kissed Glenda, Lacey's mum, on the cheek goodnight, and then Jim. Jim hugged Lacey and then Carrie. Sliding his hand across her ample tits, she gave him a kiss on the cheek and whispered good night. Lacey and Carrie lay in bed talking as usual before going to sleep. The topic was always boys. "He kissed me and tried to put his hand up my shirt, but I made him stop," Lacey whispered. "Damn, Lacey, don't be so stuck up. You shouldn't keep telling him no. He isn't going to keep taking you out if you keep making him stop." "Why? Did you let Casey do that to you?" "Oh, grow up. We're 18. Too old to be virgins." Lacey sat up in bed and looked down at Carrie. "You aren't," she almost yelled. "Nope, and I let Casey do whatever he wants. Now, if I could get Brady to want me, I'd be happy." "Tell me about it. Tell me everything. I want every tiny detail," Lacey whispered as she laid back down. They rolled over facing each other and Carrie told her every detail she wanted to know. The whole time she was thinking of Jim's hand on her tit and how that simple touch had sent chills up her spine. The next day they left the house early and got back around 9:30 p.m. When they got home, Glenda was leaving. Her mum had an emergency and she'd be home late that afternoon the next day. Jim was watching TV in the living room. He didn't say anything, just watched Carrie when they walked through the room. Lacey showered in her parents' room while Carrie used the hall bath. After showering, Carrie stood in the bathroom, smothering body lotion all over her still damp skin, hoping that Jim would come back in, and was disappointed when he didn't. Some time later, the girls were just getting into bed when Jim knocked on the door. "What, Daddy?" Lacey said through the closed door. "I'm going to bed, girls. See you tomorrow." "Good night, Dad." "Sweet dreams, Jim." Lying in bed, Carrie couldn't sleep. She was thinking about Jim, about all the times he'd walked in on her and wondered how accidental it really was. She got up and went into the kitchen. She quietly poured a soda and added ice, then went through the sliding glass door onto the porch. She left the door open behind her and stood there looking out at the fields. All she could think about was how Jim had looked at her and how he had touched her. Her pussy was getting wet thinking about it and wondering what it would be like to fuck him. She didn't hear him come up behind her and she jumped when his arms encircled her. Quickly she relaxed and leaned against him. After a few minutes of silence, Jim said, "I heard you and Lacey talking the other night." "Oh, what exactly did you hear?" "That you aren't a virgin anymore." "Well, I'm not, but I didn't mean for anyone else to hear us talking. I heard you telling how much you like the way it feels when those boys touch your bare skin." Slowly his hands moved down to the bottom of her sleep shirt and then onto her thighs. Gradually he slid his hands up again, under the shirt. His thumb stroked across her pussy, making her sigh. She knew it wasn't right for so many reasons. Lacey was her best friend. Jim was 45 years old and she was only 18. And Jim was married. She should have made him stop. But it felt too good. Oh, God, Carrie moaned. I heard you say that you love the way it feels when they rub your tit. His hand continued upward, gliding over her stomach to caress her firm tits. Her body trembled under his hands. He leaned down and kissed her neck and ear. I heard you talking about how much you love to feel a dick slide into your wet pussy. She couldn't help herself. She turned in his arms and kissed him then. At that point, there was no going back. That kiss said she wanted him, too. Carrie pushed against him and Jim grabbed her ass, lifting her off her feet. Her legs wrapped around him as they kissed again. His fingers dug into her skin. He held her so tightly and she could feel his hard cock between her legs. Jim, she whispered. Don't tell me to stop. I don't think I can. Not on the porch, Carrie said. You are a very dirty girl, he whispered as he set her back on her feet. She walked into the living room and heard the glass door slide shut between her when he followed. She led the way down the hall to his room, holding her breath when they passed Lacey's room. It was dark in his room, but the moonlight coming through the window was enough to be able to see each other. Jim stood near the bed and Carrie was backed up against the closed door. She took her shirt off, leaving just her thong on. With a groan, he reached for her, his hands fisted in her long blonde hair, and he tipped her head back. With a fierceness she'd never known with younger guys, he kissed her. One hand glided down her body and eased under the edge of her thong to find her slippery pussy. His fingers plunged inside. She was pinned against the bedroom door, held by his aggressive hands. He fingered her until she was weak in the knees and then picked her up. Putting her down on the bed, Jim stood in front of her. Trembling hands reached for his shorts, the button coming undone easily before the zipper slid down. His cock was short and thick, barely contained in his open shorts. She grabbed his hips to pull him forward so she could get her lips around his throbbing cock. Holding his dick, she eased his shorts open more and let them fall from his thin body to the floor. Looking up at him, she began to suck his cock. She stroked and sucked steadily, hearing him moan. His hands were on the back of her head, holding her to him as she pushed his dick further into her eager mouth. Carrie knew that he would come soon and wanted to taste it. When his cum hit the back of her throat, she swallowed it all and stroked his dick to get every drop. She leaned back then and he pulled the thong down before getting on the bed. Immediately, his rough, calloused hands were on her tits. He squeezed and massaged and sucked while moving his body over hers. Soon, his still hard cock was rubbing against her wet hole. Do you let the boys do this to you? He said and thrust inside. Her nails dug into his shoulders as he fucked her, stretching her tight cunt with his thick cock. She wrapped her long legs around him, trying to pull him in deeper. In a minute, she cried out his name when she came. Shh, don't wake Lacey up. Oh, God, Jim, don't stop. Oh, please, Carrie begged. He grabbed her shoulders and rolled them both over. She sat up on him and started to move, feeling tired. He rubbed her large tits and she found her rhythm. She rode his dick, making herself come again and again. She slammed down, taking his cock as far as she could into her cunt with each thrust until his cum filled her. She stayed astride him a moment and then slowly rolled off, letting his dick slip from her used pussy. The sound of their heavy breathing filled the air. Oh, God, Jim moaned after a few minutes. Jim, are you okay? Yeah. You? Yeah. Carrie rolled over onto her stomach and fell asleep, listening to the wind outside. Later, she awoke when his hand rubbed across her ass. He was over her, a knee pushing her legs apart. A moan escaped her lips as his finger stroked her pussy. Once before sliding inside, she spread her legs and lifted her hips higher, moving up onto all fours. Both hands moved to her hips to hold her when his hard cock pushed against her cunt slightly before pushing inside. Oh yes, she cried out as he slammed in and out of her pussy. She pushed back against him with each thrust wanting more. He grabbed her long hair and pulled her head back as he pummeled her cunt. Carrie tried not to cry out as he got rougher and rougher. The mix of pain and pleasure were thrilling. "Do the boys do this to you? Do they make you come?" he growled. "Does Glenda let you fuck her like this? Does she take it when you get rough? Does it make her come?" He didn't answer, but leaned forward and bit her shoulder and then kissed it to soothe the sting. He pulled her hair harder, forcing her head back, and bit her neck. He sucked it, kissed the soreness away while he kept pounding into her from behind. Her pussy was aching from the roughness and from being fucked so much by a thick cock in one night. The ache didn't matter, though. She pushed back against him, eager for all of it. "Do you like it rough, little girl?" he said in her ear. "Don't stop. Make me come." With that, he fucked her so hard she fell forward on her elbows. He pulled back and then rammed into her slick pussy over and over until her body shook with orgasm. Suddenly, his cock slipped from her abused cunt and his hot cum spurted across her ass. She groaned and collapsed when he released her hair. "Did I hurt you?" he said quietly. "I'm all right." He lay down beside her and pulled her cold body close to him. He kissed and stroked her head until she stopped trembling. After a few minutes, he got up and left the room. When he came back, she was sitting up. "Where did you go?" "To check on Lacey. You should go back to her bed." "I'm going to take a shower first." She got off the bed and picked the clothes up off the floor. Taking her arm, he turned her to face him. "You have a few choices to make now. You can keep your mouth shut, and this never happened. You can tell someone, but I'll deny it. You can keep your mouth shut, and we can do this again. It's up to you, Carrie." "You're a dirty old man, Jim. Glenda not put out often enough, or just not like your style." He laughed. "Glenda doesn't fuck like an 18-year-old girl anymore. I can keep my mouth shut if you can. As for it happening again, I don't know. We may never have a chance." By the time her shower was finished, it was sunrise, so she stayed up. When Lacey and Jim came into the living room a little later, he acted like he always did towards her. Lacey never knew, and neither did Glenda, but every time she stayed the night after that, Jim was watching. He'd walk in on her shower or while she was changing clothes. She stopped wearing panties at his request so he could get to her pussy easier. Over the next few years, they managed to find many times to be alone, and he'd fuck Carrie until her cunt ached. She never tired of his dick.